So far, Google stands alone against the Chinese government. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Last week, Google revealed its systems in China had been attacked with the possible aim of breaking into email accounts of Chinese dissidents. Evidence is mounting the attack originated in China and was possibly directed by the government. Google announced it would no longer censor search results as required by Beijing and might pull out of the country altogether. We learned later that the attack hit more than 30 companies, but none want to talk about it or seem inclined to confront Beijing. Meanwhile, the U.S. government is pondering how to respond. Nate Anderson is covering the story for technology news site Ars Technica.
Well, it appears to be the case that Google tried to rally some of the other companies who were affected to go public with them at the same time with this information. Everybody else refused. I think that's pretty telling about where companies are at with this sort of disclosure. And I think it's something to look at here as we go forward, because no other company really has joined Google's in its decision to rethink its commitment to China to say, hey, we're not willing to censor results anymore. The silence on that front has been pretty deafening. And I think you're going to see most other companies saying that they're going to make a choice to stay in China, even with the downsides of operating there.
Why is that the case?
Well, there's two things, and I think they're related. The first is the size of the Chinese market, which already has as many online, internet users as the entire U.S. population. So that's a significant market opportunity, and companies don't want to lose that. What they will also say, and what Google, in fact, has said for several years, is that, in their view, it is better to engage with China even at the cost of censoring, numerous things, including search engines, blogs, turning over the email of human rights activists in the country, than to pull out completely. And, I mean, those two things are sort of linked. You can argue about which one of those is really primary for these companies. But that's those are the twin arguments that are being used.
What are you expecting from this story over the next few days and weeks? What are you looking for?
Well, the first thing we're looking for is what happens between Google and the Chinese government. Neither side will commit to saying that talks have begun on the issue, but it appears likely that there have already been some contacts. We'll have to see what comes out of that, although it's unlikely from China's public statements that it's going to react by giving in to what Google wants, especially with criticism that was this public, this direct, and gives China no real way to save face without caving completely. I think the other thing to look at is the interaction between Google, the U.S. government, and China, because the U.S. government is now taking Google's side on this, it appears. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be giving a major speech soon on internet openness and freedom. And the Chinese are certainly aware of the signals here and have been making veiled comments in their public statements about the American government. And I think it's going to lead to some confrontation between the governments as well as just between business.
Nate Anderson with Ars Technica. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.